Board meeting to order with the pledge of allegiance. Excuse me, please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may be seated. Thank you. Zach, would you please read the seeker motion?
I move that all actions taken tonight are excluded, exempt, or type 2 actions for the purpose of the state environmental quality review law, unless otherwise stated.
Sergeant.
Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Redhead.
Aye. Okay, and privilege of the floor, we do have resident, Carol Lonzi. Yep.
You can do whatever you want, Carol.
Did you want to set the timer?
The audio, I just, in case you didn't know, the audio picks up everything. So when two of you are having a conversation, to the aside and telling someone to shut up, I can hear that when I listen.
Okay.
And then also, if you could tell who's here, because like 2 weeks ago, you had the deputy.
Okay. Yes.
And I couldn't figure that out till like the very end. Like, you don't know who's in attendance on the board. If you could just give an announcement like who's in attendance for the people that are listening.
Should we explain what wrote the roll call?
That's all. That's all.
Okay. Do you want to?
Anyone speaking should give their name and address.
Oh, does that me?
Yeah. Carol, one thing that is on here is called, it's called roll call, and that is where Darlene goes through and states, that's where our last names come in.
You do that when there's a motion and there's a vote.
After when we do with the seeker, when we do the seeker, and she does the roll call, and that's more or less.
I remember that in the last few that I missed that I listened to.
Well, the deputy wouldn't be voting, so she wouldn't know.
Right. So that's why you went. That's why you didn't hear my name at the last meeting.
The audio, the people that have to listen, that just plan to listen to it at home instead of coming. They don't know who's sitting
okay.
there.
Okay, that's a good point. We can absolutely do that.
I'm not giving my answers. Sorry.
Okay, all right. Next for the floor, we have Ian from C2AE, our engineer for the town.
Do I have to get my address too? Or?
Yeah. You need to fill out this form.
We know yours.
Thank
it's right
you.
At the top of the page.
I'll use the mic, but I'll turn it a little bit. So. Well, good evening. I wanted to come in tonight to talk about next steps for our County Route 57 Huntley Road water project. So as was discussed at the last board meeting, the vote was held on August 3rd, and the vote passed. And so I wanted to update the board on next steps here for the project to move things forward. So really the next steps are the design, bidding, and construction phases of our project. We're through preliminary planning, district formation. That's all been completed. Historically, what we would have done at this point is submit an agreement to the board for their consideration for engineering services for the design and construction phases. However, in October of 2022, the state and some of the other federal funding agencies have adopted a new requirement in order to qualify for funding that engineering services be procured through what's called a quality-based selection. As you recall, this project has already been funded by USDARD. You guys got $1 million in grant, the rest in loan. However, I would anticipate, very similar to the other projects that we've worked on with you folks, that we're going to want to go after additional funding for this project. And so, in order to do that, we're trying to provide, as your trusted advisor, provide you with the best course of action to move forward with that process. So essentially what that means is that the town will have to advertise a request for qualifications for submission from engineering firms for procurement. So that obviously, you know, opens the floor up, you know, publicly, you know, any engineering firm can, you know, submit a package to you folks. Typically, it's only required to be qualifications based, so typically there's no fee involved at this point. It's just selection based on merit and qualifications of the firm. And so what that allows you to do is in the future, you know, check that box when we're going after additional funding for the project. That you guys went through the qualification-based selection process. And so we, C2AE, certainly have examples of requests for qualifications that we can provide to the board for, you know, we've gone through this process with other communities, and so if that's something you'd like us to send your way, we can certainly do that.
Yes,
We'll get something over probably in the next day or two. What we would recommend is once it's advertised, probably allow 2 weeks for responses, and then once those responses come in, then you know make an evaluation and a selection based on what's received. So once an engineer is selected, obviously we can move forward with the project, so design can be completed. We've put just a preliminary schedule together here for the project. Keep in mind this is preliminary at this point. Things can change, as we know, with our projects, but if all the stars align, this is kind of what we're looking at as far as the project goes. So the very first step in a design project of this nature is to have a site survey done. So as we've done with projects with you folks in the past, typically projects of this size, we would conduct an aerial survey. So they actually fly over the area in a plane, you know, and take photos and in a plane or a drone. Drones are becoming more and more popular nowadays. And then take those photographic imageries and produce the base mapping or the existing conditions for the project. That's typically, we certainly want to have that completed before the winter and the snow flies. And so, you know, September, October timeframe, they like to do it as close to the leaves being off the trees as possible, but before the snow flies, to allow for the best imagery. I mean, we've done it in the wintertime before, it's not a big deal, it just requires a little bit more field work. But we would probably try to shoot for that, you know, September, October timeframe in there. Once that site survey is completed, you know, the field work, it usually takes 4 to 6 weeks to get the mapping to us. And we use that mapping as the basis for our design. Okay, so that's the existing conditions of the whole project area. So once we get that mapping, it's going to be probably a 5 to 6 month design duration for us to get the water main system, you know, on paper and design and get the specifications developed and so on and so forth. Once that's done, there's a regulatory review and permitting stage that usually takes 2 to 3 months. Once we obtain approvals from the regulatory agencies, who include the funding agencies as well as the Department of Health as the water projects, and the health department needs to sign off on the design before we can move to bidding, we put the project out to bid. Again, you guys are familiar with this, I think, with the Banker Road project. The bids come in, we evaluate them, you know, hopefully everything is good, the bids come in within our budget. And if that's the case, we move forward with award and the notice to proceed for whoever the responsible low bidder is. So we're looking at, you know, November, December of next year for that process. That process usually takes 2 to 3 months to get contracts in place and get the paperwork done and what have you. So with that being said, I'm anticipating we'll start construction in the spring of 2025 on this project. Obviously, that is dependent on material availability. This is another aqua project, so they do require ductile iron pipe. The lead time on ductile iron pipe is shrinking or reducing. We actually just heard from a supplier last week that they actually have pipe in stock for the first time in a year. So,
wow.
It's getting better, but we're not, you know, completely out of the woods, but you know, these 9 month to a year lead times, I think, are gone, hopefully, fingers crossed. So, you know, it might be more in that 3 to 4 month range. So, obviously, contractors typically like to wait until springtime to start anyways. So, this project will be a 4 month construction duration. So, from whenever they start, 4 months will be the term that the contractor has to complete the work. So that puts us in July, August of 2025, somewhere in that area where folks should be able to start hooking up to the system.
Awesome.
Just some other things to consider. Notification to the state comptroller. So I talked with Graham Sider earlier today. So my experience in the past has been if a project is under the first year cost for a project are under the state comptroller's threshold, and it's a district, which means it has a contiguous boundary. It's not a service area, which typically has a non-contiguous boundary. So maybe, you know, certain couple different areas in a municipality. You do not need to submit a full application to the state comptroller. All we have to do is submit a notification to them indicating that, you know, the town's moving forward with the project and the district passed and what have you. Graham is going to double check with the state just to make sure that's the avenue that we need to go down, because it has to come from his office as the town's attorney. And so we're working on that to figure out exactly what needs to be done there. You know, maybe things have changed, I'm not sure, but I'm hopeful that's the case. You know, this project was $965 as presented. The current threshold is $1,040, so we're underneath that, so that's good. So I will keep the board apprised as you know, I work with Graham to figure out how we're, you know, what exactly we need to do as far as notifying the state. Just the other thing, so at some point for this project, you're going to have to adopt a bond resolution, and you're going to have to take out a BAN, which is your short-term loan for the project, for you to pay for the project until you're able to close on your long-term loan to funding agency or rural development, okay? We would recommend that the town hold off as long as you possibly can to take out that ban. All right. The reason for that is because once you take out that ban, within 2 years, you're required to make a payment on that ban. We have seen, just based on the way of the world and, you know, increased project costs, you know, projects being delayed, to the point where you reach that 2 year mark and, you know, you may not have the funds to start making those, you know, those payments. So certainly something, you know, you should talk with you know, your financial consultant or your, you know, Brenda or whoever.
I was just going to ask you, how close or as long as possible do you, for the incoming board for next year?
So typically if you are able to pay for design services for the engineering, I would suggest you pay for those using town funds. Once you get to construction, then you don't have a choice. I mean, you know, you're talking millions of dollars at
yes.
that point. But we've seen other communities recently take that same approach where they're paying for the design fees out of their, you know, their water fund or their general fund or whatever fund you want to take it from, you know, and then once you take the ban out, then you reimburse yourself, right? So it just delays that clock from starting. And having to, you know, make that payment within 2 years if for whatever reason, you know, things get delayed, like we've seen, you know, with the bankrupt project. So we're hopeful that's not going to happen again. But so that's our recommendation, and you know, do with that what you'd like. But that's what we've seen, you know, recently. That, you know, Town of Mexico is doing that. Town of Schuyler and Herkimer County, you know, are both paying for design phase services out of their, you know, they're using their own funds at this point.
Okay.
Any questions on the County Route 7 Huntley Road project?
On the preliminary schedule, where in there does the access for the easement start?
So that'll be towards the end. That'll be towards the end of the design phase. So typically we got to, you know, perform the water main layout. You know, once we know where the water main is going to go, we'll have an idea of where we may or may not need easements for the project. At that point in time, we generate the easement maps, which gets sent to your attorney to send those, you know, start sending those notifications out to obtain the easements for the project.
So basically right around the time of bidding. Somewhere in there?
Yeah, I would say between, you know, April and September of 2024. Okay, great. Just one other thing real quick. So I know we're going to, we're talking about the next district for the town. And conversations that I've had recently with Zach and others, there's been discussions on, the steps, right, for a water project from start to finish. So if you look on the second page of the handout that I provided, these are more geared towards a USDA-funded project. Because typically, for any water project that we do in this area, we receive funding from USDA. You can receive funding from other funding sources as well. They generally follow the same outline. Okay. So again, kind of from start to finish, and I won't walk through the whole thing, but this gives like a from the planning phase through design through construction. Of the typical steps that need to take place in order to complete a project. So hopefully that's helpful. What we've even done for other communities is as we complete items, we come from time to time and do updates, we'll just keep this list like on the agenda that we hand out and like cross them out to say, we completed this on this date, now we're on to step four, on to step five, on to step six. So that'll be, that'll be handy, I think, as we move forward with these projects.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
You're saying the controllers, is the threshold is at $1,040?
For water, yes.
Do we know what this project's going to cost per household yet?
$965.
They had to know that rate before they voted on it.
Yeah. And that's plus, and usage is over the top of that?
No, that includes usage.
That includes usage.
Yes, sir.
That's an estimate? I mean, wonder.
It's based on 170 gallons per day per household. Yes, that's what's presented. We present all that information at the public hearing, but ultimately, yes, it's an estimate on water usage.
Thank you.
Then, Ian, after we get done with executive, we're going to have a little workshop.
Okay.
Yeah.
For sure. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I just wanted to quickly. It's not on the agenda, but we received a thank you card from our recipient of the Dollars for Scholars scholarship, which was Cody Perry. So I wanted to take a moment and read his thank you card that he sent us. Thank you for choosing me as your scholarship recipient. I am excited to be attending the Rochester Institute of Technology this fall to major in civil engineering, and your generosity will be a major help in paying my tuition costs. I truly appreciate it. Thank you, Cody Perry. Cody was the recipient of 13 scholarships that evening.
Nice.
And one other quick announcement. Our summer season for community services has come to an end. It was a successful season, Music in the Park. Of course, a lot of people are still asking if she could continue. Soccer for the summer has ended, Arts in the Park has ended, and Family Fun Day was another success this year as well. Fall soccer will start in a couple weeks. All right, now.
I just want to handle the, it is the JCAP grant from the court. The court would like to apply. They're requesting authorization for the town board to apply for funding from the Justice Court Assistance Program during the upcoming grant cycle. A required component is a resolution from the town board authorizing the court to apply for funding. They did supply us with a couple of quotes. They're looking to get some new chairs and some new windows. They have to submit two quotes with the grant. That's not something that we approve as the board. So they are looking for authorization in the amount of $30,000. Does anybody have any questions on that?
Is there a matching?
There is not.
Didn't Chrissy apply for this like last year?
She applied. I remember the windows last year.
She was new to the program, so she actually did not apply, but she was looking into it, and that's when she started learning about the process.
Okay.
Oh, they received something last year, because I...
That's why I was...
Yeah, because... Yeah,
they got something.
Yeah, because I have that right here. They received just a small grant for $328.99.
So I'd like to make a motion authorizing the application for funding from the Justice Court Assistance Program.
Second.
Yes, absolutely.
Nazarian.
Aye.
Galley.
Aye.
Voight.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Redhead.
Aye.
And we do have tonight some last minute constable interviews. So I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session for number 6, the medical, financial, credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation, or matters leading to the appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation.
It's at 6:21. I'll second.
Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Redhead.
Aye.
So we're going to go into executive session and invite people in for their interview. Start.
Over there. Okay.